I think the intelligence is backing up the fact that this was a missile from an SA-11 Buk launcher, that the trajectories and the signatures are such that we know it came up and within seconds hit either near or hit the plane. I think what's unusual about this, candidly, is the coverage that CNN is giving it. It is bringing it into the home of everyone all over the world. The bodies that lay in the field, the stealing of personal property, stealing parts of the plane. I think this has become a huge human drama. And I think the nexus between Russia and the separatists have been established very clearly. So the issue is, where is Putin? And I would say, Putin, you have to man up. You should talk to the world. You should say, if this was a mistake, which I hope it was, say it. Even if it was a mistake, it's a horrendous mistake to make. And I think it points out the futility of what's happening in the Ukraine, because there will be repercussions from this.
But is there a chance here at this point that Putin's just in too deep? That he, why would he want a full investigation? Why would he come out and say, sorry, this was a mistake. Yes, we did give them. Why would he do that?
Well, I think this is where ICAO, where the United Nations has to step in. There have to be some penalties for this kind of a shoot down. In this day and age, which with the amazingly technical piece of equipment, which should only go to people who have some ethical compass, now we find out it's being given to separatists who are in many respects thugs. And it's being used in a very terrible way. And I think the world just has to rise up and say enough.
I've got less than a minute, so I just need a yes or
okay,
a no.
Sure.
Do you believe that the U.S.-Russian relations are now at Cold War levels?
Yes.